Okay, call us back in after a short recess. Ms. Barrow, you have the floor. We have IT discussion on the agenda.
There's two parts to this. One will be an update from Konica Minolta, and this for new members. This is the company that was hired to come in and do an assessment, as well as bring us back online after we had about the 2 weeks that the network was down. Konica Minolta. And so now they're done with the review. They've provided their scope of work. We're in the process right now of having meetings with them to review the scope of work. Yesterday we had one big one where all their team was on the phone, as well as ours, to do like a general scope of the scope of works, because there's 10 of them, which I'll go into each of those particular scopes of work just very briefly. And then just one, making sure that we start the initiations of those conversations with the scope of works, making sure we understand what they're trying to tell us, where we're at, and ask the initial questions to get started. From this, then we're going to have subsequent meetings after that to go into a lot more detail with Bill and Jeff, so they can ask specific technical questions, which once they get started on that, I'm out. It's too high level for me. So I'm going to briefly go into each of those scopes of work and just kind of like give an overview what each one of them pertains to and what those categories will help alleviate any stress, relief, that kind of thing, what their purpose is. So the very first one is Microsoft 365 Exchange online and team migration. So in this particular one, their suggestion in the scope of work is moving away from Zoom, a big one, moving away from Zoom and going in with a Microsoft product called Teams. And then this will also go into the email and link migration. Now these are very brief. They can get very technical very quickly. And so this is just the initial update for you guys of where we're at right now. And as we have these discussions with the scope of work with them, we're finding things they need to revise with the scope of work. So we have a general dollar figure and estimated for the entire project, but keep in mind it's a moving target right now. So the second scope of work includes the network upgrade, and then this includes network switch upgrades, mapping them, and then trying to figure out, you know, which ones need upgraded, which ones are good, and create a plan after each one of them have been upgraded so that we can maintain them. Keep in mind, this isn't something that's been done in-house before, so one of the benefits is creating those mapping structures. The third one will be the server migration and upgrade. This includes a new server farm, and then an AC cloud.
What does AC mean? Do you know?
And then, so that will be all covered. Oh yeah, you're right. Okay. And so this means which servers will need to be going to the cloud and which ones will need to be on-prem, which is what's included in the farm. And so the next one is called SaaS, Software as a Service Migration. And this includes the software that we currently have within the nation, which includes a FileMaker migration. If it's necessary, having discussions with those departments that use FileMaker, they're moving away from it. So this might be a migration that's not necessary because they're going to a different software. So we're just having these discussions. This also includes Abila, MIP, Microy, and just the migration support, and including Past Perfect. And then,
Go ahead.
So when you say migration, are you talking about migration from the server we're currently on to the new server we're going to?
Correct. And if there's any upgrades that need to be done along the way, it includes that too. So the next scope of work that's been provided is the Microsoft Endpoint Manager, Intune. This includes Intune and apps for enterprise deployment. So with our enterprise agreements, this is involving the deployment of those. These are non-technical explanations, so don't ask me technical questions. So the next one is a web application development and modernization discovery. So this goes into what you guys were talking about with our website and making it look more modern and pertaining it to basically what people are needing and possibly restructuring it type of thing. So, but that's part of the discovery process. So this includes a web application assessment and with the also including it possibly with a CRM upgrade. The next one would be a SharePoint online implementation proposal. So currently, for those who are familiar with SharePoint, it's not being utilized like it needs to be or can be. So what they're proposing in their scope of work is just doing an online implementation proposal, changing the way it looks, changing the way it's structured, and possibly making it user-friendly as we go through the process. And then the next one is manage IT services and support. So this includes an all covered. So with Konica Minolta, they also have another company that goes along with them called All Covered. And so this would include the All Covered Care Program. They have vendors and technicians that will come in, do all this upgrading and implementation and part of the discovery process. So managed IT services and support is included in this. Microsoft 365 and Dynamics 365 licenses. And this is just exactly what it says, Microsoft 365, which includes a lot of Microsoft products. And then, okay. And the last one is a managed VoIP.
Is it VoIP?
So, which is the phone system. And this one's being in discussion because the original proposal was buying new Cisco phones for the entire nation, but they've since discovered an upgrade that they can use to upgrade our current phone systems that we currently have, which is really exciting because that saves a lot of money. So that's the high level kind of overview for Konica Minolta and All Covered. Does anyone have any questions?
Congresswoman Redcorn, then Revar,
Thank you. Okay, so maybe it's built in somewhere in one of these 10 things. But where in this, or if it's separate, do I see anything about security?
That goes along with every single one of them. So they, Konica Minolta and All Covered, will be providing security on each of these processes within the scope of works.
So as far as malware and ransomware and all of those things coming through, those are all just built into each process. Okay, thank you.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Okay, thank you. So do you have a copy? Has the report been stamped in with the clerks?
No, not like this.
The Konica Minolta report that they've, I understand that's been completed.
So in regards to that, it hasn't been stamped in, but we can provide it.
If you would, please.
Yeah. So,
and one of the reasons is I'm looking at, as the appropriations chair, what the cost is going to come down. Now, I know that we had provided a lot of ARPA dollars to IT.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot, and millions. And so I'm curious as to, you know, back to what happened to us, besides us bidding it out, right, to get,
right.
Because the Minolta folks, they're just providing a report of, this is where we see the issues, it's just their viewpoint. And then we're going to bid that out to get somebody to come in and fix whatever issues there are.
Correct. They provided scopes of work for those 10 things, including network and servers and all of that. But we want to go ahead and do the bidding process because some of those are above the threshold. And so it would probably be just to make sure everything is above board type of thing, that we reach out and get as many quotes and contractors to bid. That way we can review to make sure that we're being good stewards of the funds so that we can pick the one we think is the best.
Okay. And then part of that also, as I understand, or what I've heard this past couple of days, that is that you guys are moving people, personnel around now.
In IT?
Mm-hmm. That there may be some job openings and people are transferring from one department over to another. I'm not seeing the job descriptions being posted, but are you getting a new operations manager? Okay.
So,
my question to that is this in response to what happened with the server going down and everything? My point is, how do we ensure this doesn't happen again? You guys are going to come to us and ask us for money, but we've already given money from ARPA dollars that we thought, of course, was going to help us address, you know, reaching out to our folks with the COVID and things of that nature. But also, there were some software updates and, you know, maintenance and big ticket items in the request that came down to Congress when we allocated the ARPA money. So I'm just curious, if you had the money, we're past how this happened, but now we're resolving it. So part of that is personnel as well, restructuring.
Yep.
And things of that nature.
Okay. Yeah, I can respond to that. Okay. So, and that's correct. Based off this and what has happened, there has been some internal restructuring. So instead of having a particular person who was in charge of all the network and servers and all of that, plus the operations manager, you know, doing dual roles, we've split it to where their skill set is servers and network, and operations manager has been separated, so it's open. So we've done an internal transfer and hired somebody who we feel meets the needs for that and has the skill set for it.
Okay, well, that was going to be my other question, because this is huge.
Yes.
What happened to us. This is a big deal. So I'm hoping whoever you put in these positions have a strong background in IT and operations.
They have to, because this alleviates a lot of the stress within the department. So you even go with the help desk, you know. They don't have to deal with the networks and servers, but yet they can still feel the stress of what's going on around them. So having the type of leadership that's needed within the department is crucial, is vital, because it alleviates a lot of the stress that's happening within it now. And it also helps Bill, you know, having a good structured team in place, it alleviates some of his pressure of having to refocus on something that could be done with the higher level appropriations manager and have him focus on other things, you know, so that way he doesn't have to crisscross.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that, because a lot of times, you know, and I one thing I love about working with our own government and our own people is we tend to move people around. We move them around to, you know, we want people to keep their jobs, but
right.
We tend to move them around, and then they end up getting a pay increase. I'm like, how'd that happen?
Right.
You're the reason this happened, and how'd you moving over here with a pay increase? We see that a lot.
Yep.
You know, it's like, well, wait a minute, we're just moving the issue.
And we take that into account, because I've told Bill, I go, you need a solid team that can help you to be able to not even been, here's the problem, but they can take off with it and create a plan. Like, he doesn't need to be involved until after they've created a draft. You know, he needs people like that in his team where he doesn't have to micromanage them. You shouldn't have to micromanage professionals, because, I mean, at this high level and the importance of IT, you don't have time for that, you know.
Speaker.
Thank you, Chair. So real quick, if you could go back to under the scope of work, manage IT services and support. Can you expand on that, please?
So this includes the support for like security and making sure that as they go through each one of the scope of works, it encompasses pieces and parts of what All Covered can do. So they can offer security support, then they can offer technical support. So if there's a problem or something like that on one of these, then we have an opportunity, we have an option to call and say, hey, you know, this is what's happening in any of these items, you know, and so they'll provide that technical support as well as security. Those are just two items, and I mean, they go into more detail.
Right. So are they will be there for backup to our IT team, or they're willing to take over those functions? Just curious.
Yes. So we had a discussion about this as well, you know, and then initially, that's what they're going to be doing, where our team can basically shadow as they develop this so they can build their skill set, because currently their skill set isn't to the level it needs to be to manage these, but they can be able to shadow and work with them the entire process. They get to the migrations and the upgrades and all of that. So at another, in the short term, yes, this will go to All Covered, but we'll also be shadowing with our own people and our own employees, and long term we'll be taking that back.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So the overall contract is a 3-year contract with ConocoMinolta.
Well, we have it in stages. So year one, year two, and year three. Year one is just to get all of these, and depending when what they discover during their discovery, you know, what does it all encompass, that kind of thing. And so really phase one is just getting the equipment that's needed, doing the discovery is needed, and then there's going to be monthly cost for all of that, and the labor as well as the equipment and everything like that. So we've, based off the cost they provided so far, and keep in mind we're still working on the scope of work, so that number will change, but as of right now, if year one we do it as is, it's a little over $2.8 million, almost three.
It's going to continue.
Yes.
So you guys are engaged, you guys have contracted with them, or are you still in contract negotiation?
Correct.
Okay, that's what I was trying to get clear on. And also, under the scope of work, I have the first being Microsoft 365 Online. Are we not already there on Microsoft 365 Online?
No, are we on? We are just on-prem.
Okay. So I guess my question about that is, I know that the recent data breach that was pretty wide was Microsoft systems and CloudStrike. Have you guys evaluated any of that? Or, you know, because when things go down really hard. I know that over in Tulsa that some of our huge medical facilities
were
weeks mm-hmm. without their online systems, charting systems for patients. So I'm just curious if we have vetted that to see if this is the best fit for us.
Absolutely. And CloudStrike was specifically one of the topics that we discussed with ConocoMinolta and All Covered, and they don't use it.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you, Chair. Okay, so I just want to wrap my head around. So ConocoMinolta is essentially consulting and telling us our needs. Mm-hmm. All Covered, though, is a subsidiary of theirs that can help with implementation and support on these things. So then you said you're going to bid out for, I'm guessing, the physical components that are needed. Or are you also going to bid out for the things that All Covered can provide?
All of it. Okay. The whole thing. That way we know, and like I said, we're being good stewards of the funds provided, and that we know that they're going to be looking at our current environment and bracing us for the future type of thing. So it's going to be bid out, but it's going to, we haven't discussed how that's going to look like either, if it's going to be all one lump sum or if we're going to bid it out by these scope works type of things.
So, yeah, okay. So essentially there's a chance that then, even though ConocoMinolta has said you need these things, and by the way, we also have the service that can provide these things for you through All Covered, there's a chance you wouldn't go through All Covered to do these things. Is that correct? Okay, mm-hmm. Just wrapping my mind around all of that. Right.
Speaker.
Thank you, Chair. So how will this impact our current IT team?
So that's another discussion that we've had. And so depending on which vendor we go with, you know, well, and maybe not even that, because their skill set needs to be increased. You know, they need to get different certs, or they need to get certs, that type of thing. So this could be a building process for our current team, as well as them shadowing ConocoMinolta and All Covered, or whomever the vendor is selected, you know, because we need to start working on building them to get to a platform where they're comfortable with what they're supposed to be working on.
Anyone else?
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll be brief. I just want to, there's two points that really stood out to me, Ms. Bayrou, and you can look at them negatively or positively. I'm going to choose the positive side because I kind of like to march in that way. Mentioned, and I think they're extremely important points. I know that we don't want to get in the weeds on them in this particular meeting. We probably will at some point in time. You mentioned about their load of responsibility, but, you know, and the operations piece. What was the definition of the other one? Or then you called the operations and then possibly the security piece. Anyway, I find that just from my personal knowledge of being raised around here and knowing how the change, not all the changes, but a lot of the changes that our nation has gone through as far as employment and increasing OSAGE employment, that we tend to elevate folks. The other part that you talked about is skill set is lacking in some areas. And so I'm not surprised. And I'm so happy that you're able to articulate that in a manner that is easy to absorb, in my opinion. So thank you so much for that. And understanding that we put a lot of responsibility, I'm sorry about that, on people that maybe aren't ready to take on that responsibility or don't have the skill set to manage that responsibility, or we've just put entirely too much of a workload. And sometimes our individuals don't know how to say and aren't comfortable to say or unwilling to say, that is entirely too much work material for me to complete as one person. And so that is speaking so loudly to me, and I hope we're all hearing it. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? There's
okay.
Nothing else? Susan, you want to?
Oh, just one more section to talk about where you were leading. Is the IT and P&Ps. Currently, they don't exist in our current IT department. And keep in mind, across Indian country, that's pretty common that they don't have IT P&Ps, because when I started to talk with some of the IT staff about creating these, and just because it's been talked about for a long time, let's just get it over with and get it done. Let's just quit talking about it and let's just do it. If we have to do it just ourselves trying to figure it out, we'll navigate through that process. But luckily, through my research and outreach and everything like that, because the whole goal is just like that, we hire people to do a job that they're not there for our environment just yet, but we don't have IT and P&Ps where they can look at and just navigate, okay, I need to be understood what this is, I need to know what this is, and this is the process in which I need to handle this particular software or piece of equipment type of thing. Luckily, though, through my outreach, we've been able to reach out to a partner with Native American Development Corporation and American Indian Consulting Services to help us develop IT PMPs. And now what that looks like is they will come and reach out to each of our individuals, depending on it, to each one of them, and figuring out, okay, here's your job title, this is what you do, here's our current environment, and they develop PMPs specifically for our environment and not just an overall general type of thing. So it doesn't matter who that person is in that position, they'll be able to follow those PMPs and be able to do the job that they're required to do. The good thing about this is they have a technical assistance grant that we qualify for. So we don't have to pay for the entire cost of this project. We can, 85% will come from this technical assistance grant, and we only have to come up with another 15, which is amazing because that's, I've never heard of that in my outreach trying to find another tribal nation that can help us with IT and PMPs. And this is me negotiating with them too. Like, okay, if you help us with our IT and PMPs, you know, provide us what you have, redact stuff if you need to. We'll help with your continuity of operations plan, your resource directory, and your census. And I can tell you, having that negotiation, I got zero. Even bringing all that information to the table, I got zero. Until I came to this, to these two entities who work together to create these PMPs. And one of the items I told them was just like, because it's so difficult to find PMPs, you know, and this is me calling multiple tribes trying to figure it out. I go, from this project, I want you to, and we'll go through it, redact Osage Nation specific stuff, but what you create from us, I want you to make available to other tribal nations, because I don't want them to struggle like I've been struggling. And so right now, where we're at right now is we're in the process of working on the MOA and lining all that out so they can start and begin the work. So this is a perfect time in regards to looking at the scope of work and IT and PMPs, and it all comes together, trying to build all of that plus hire the correct personnel to help lead the charge of that particular project.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you. So having heard all of this and seeing the giant scope of work ahead of you, and the fact that you need an appropriation for this, what is your ideal, desired, I know maybe not practical, timeline as to when you find the people, agree on the contracts, sign the contracts, the work gets started, and all this, these new transitions to stronger entities and these new transitions to better structure, when will it start? And when do you hope to be finished with it? And I know that the word finished in the world of IT is not a thing, because by the time we finish, something else is going to need to be updated. So bearing that in mind, what does this timeline look like for you in an ideal world if all these processes worked and everybody agreed to all the things?
I will leave that up to Bill because it has to deal with his department and his area. What timelines do you think?
Well, Connie Quinn also presented a timeline with their contract.
Right.
And I think it was like 8 months. I think that's unrealistic. I think we're looking at a year, year and a half.
And that would include also the IT PMPs. So all of that. A year, year and a half.
Okay. So follow-up question to that, sorry, Congresswoman Lemon. My follow-up question to that then would be, when you ask for this appropriation and you come down here to talk about this again, are you thinking about dollars to build in? Because what I also heard is we have these people who have an IT background and or basic foundation, but there's going to have to be a lot of learning and certifications. So are you going to budget in certifications and ongoing trainings and continuing educations and conferences? And because it is an ever-changing environment, and it's going to have to be a role that these people continue to learn in constantly, So I just want to make sure that you all come down here and also include dollars for that, because I am, to an extent, in certain roles, all for learning and continuing education on the job. I do feel like some roles you do need to come in with a fairly solid foundation, right, rather than learning all of it on the job. So if you feel secure in the fact that they're coming in with a foundation, okay, let's start the conversation there. But this is going to need a lot of investment on the education portion. Mm-hmm. And I know that we're always going to contract in for support with other companies, because you generally do. But at what point are we also training up our people so well that they then can go to some other nation and do this for some other nation? Like, I do want to train our people up so that they can go out and do something else for somebody else, that we've improved them to the point that they can benefit others. I mean, obviously we want to keep them here, but you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's where my hope is that you're building in some dollars for the continuing ed part of this piece.
And that's where the IT P&Ps come to play too, because then we'll be able to see with the policies and procedures what skill sets are needed to fulfill that. You know what I mean? And so, yes, we have been thinking about it, but we need these pieces in place so that we can see what we're looking at.
Anyone else? Congresswoman Revard.
Okay, thank you. And I'm gonna keep going back course to the money piece of it, but I'm excited. I want to see, this one was so important. I can't remember what Kahika said the cost was. Bill, you just mentioned y'all have a contract with them, with that ConocoMinolta folks. How much did it cost them to come in and tell us what the issues were? Do you know?
I don't. $46,000.
So we had to hire somebody to come in and tell us what our issues were, because our folks weren't trained to that level to identify, or because I'm kind of getting to what Congresswoman Redcorn's saying, like, because I can see how you guys are structured over there, but I see Bill's got a background in IT. You know what I'm saying? So right. I'm starting to be like, oh my gosh, we really need to level up.
Correct.
On this. So I'm excited, and I hope that the folks that you're hiring have this background of heavy IT. Like, I don't want to come in and be like, oh, we're going to train them up.
Right.
I'm like, let's come in strong, because whoever's going to have to take over is going to have to start talking, and I guess, you know, they and Bill will be talking to negotiating these bids or agreeing on, because we really don't know the cost. What could be $2 to $3 million, and what I'm hearing.
Right.
And that you guys may have $1 million coming out of ARPA, mm-hmm, that we could fund towards this initiative. Well, I'm just saying it's kind of costly is what I'm saying, and we're not even done. So right now we know may cost us $3,250,000.
Yeah.
I mean, the cost of this is what I'm saying.
Right.
So what I'm saying is that we've got to match the qualifications of the people coming in to oversee this.
Yep.
Because we're just throwing money at the issue.
And that's why it's important to have those P&Ps, to have those people shadowed, to understand what certifications are needed, because we can't just have a single point of failure, like one person knows all things, because that's a lot of stress and a lot of pressure on that one person. You know, and so we recognize that and we see that. So that's where we come in with ConocoMinolta or whoever the vendor is. And then the IT and P&Ps who are specifically structured for our environment, you know, and it's not overall general industry environments, P&Ps, you know, we don't need that, because it's nothing that we can follow when another person takes their place.
All right, anyone else? Okay, Susan?
I'm good.
We really appreciate you coming down and spending this amount of time with us. And I know we know you're busy, and you have a lot going on, but thank you to the committee for, you know, agreeing to come in and do some interim work. And we are done. We are now to adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn in a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Anyone opposed, say no. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.